I mean, it was a great play call by Kyle. It was a perfect play call for that coverage they had, and then Celek and Carlos did a great job picking up the pressure. They brought an all-out blitz. And they did a great job stepping up there and taking it to those two guys that were blitzing in the O-line. Gave me a bunch of time to get it up to Marquise Speedster, who we knew if he can get over the top of any coverage. I mean, he's the fastest guy in the league, and I just had to put it out there for him. He did a great job of breaking the tackle. Yeah, that was part of the play. Obviously, if they had a different coverage on, it would have been a different different read. But the safety jumped the over route, and Marquise ran the post over top of it, and did a great job finishing the play.
How does it feel to finally break through and win a game?
Oh man, it feels great. I mean, there's really nothing better. There's not a better feeling. That's why you play sports, is feeling in the locker room with your teammates celebrating a win. There's nothing like it. I mean, at the same time, there's nothing like the feeling sucks when you lose, but the feeling when you win is incredible, and that's why you play.
You were so important for you to finish off and come back from the injury after you appeared to hurt your hand there.
I mean, I just wanted to stick it out there with those guys and finish the game. I wanted to finish the game in a victory formation and be able to kneel the ball, and that's what we did. And it was the first one of the year, and it was just an awesome feeling.
Kept clean throughout the day, in contrast to last week. How much does that help you? Do you sense that going through the game that you have a clean pocket, and are you able to be more confident?
I think so. I mean, I think they did, obviously, they did a great job today at protecting me. I feel like I barely even got hit, barely even got touched, and that's a credit to everybody. The coaching staff, the play calling, the receivers getting open, the O-line blocking their tails off, and like I said before, Carlos and tight ends doing their job in protections, and then obviously getting the ball out. And, I think they did a great job of that, and you kind of feel over the course of a game, what the pocket's like, and they did a great job at protecting the whole game.
CJ, I think you threw them.
I think it was big to have Joe back in there, a veteran guy. This is his 11th year in the league, and just the veteran, the leadership. I mean, he's an all-pro guy, and it's just not only to have him on the field, but have him in the huddle, and gives your team more confidence.
I think you threw that ball like to Marquise. I think it was like 56 yards in the air. Mm-hmm. What did that play feel like? I mean, you were able to step up. You got great protection. I think Carlos had a good block for you. Uh-huh. What did that feel like just to lay that out there for him to catch it right in stride, and you see the sidelines going nuts?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, it starts with the protection. Like I said, Carlos did a great job blocking, stepping up, blocking his, taking it to his guy, and then so did Celek. Did a great job stepping up and blocking his guy, and gave me enough time, a bunch of time to make the throw to Marquise. And Marquise was one of those guys that you really can't overthrow the guy. You can try and throw it as far as you can, and he'll get to it somehow. And that was one of those throws. Solid coverage, safety cut, and laid it out there to him, and he did a great job at breaking the tackle and getting in the end zone.
I feel like after a play like that, I mean, it's going to be your day.
I mean, it definitely gives you some good momentum going into the rest of the game. Third and eight, play like the 80, however many yards it was, gives the team some spark, especially on the sidelines. You go over there and gets the defense up, and they're all fired up, and they go out there and play a great game. You can definitely say it helped motivate and spark the team a little bit.
Garrett said you hurt your hand at one point. You was thinking about maybe coming out. When did that happen, and how were you able to stay in?
Yeah, it happened on the touchdown I had, the run. I hit my thumb, and it's all right. But I got over to the sideline, just felt how my grip was, and tossed a couple balls, and I wanted to be in there when we did the victory formation, so I wasn't trying to come out.
At the thumb you banged last week?
Yeah, same thumb. Yeah.
Did Cobb say to you guys in the locker room after?
What did he say? Oh, I mean, he was just fired up. I think the whole team was fired up. And, like I said, there's no better feeling than celebrating with your teammates in there. And we got to do that for the first time. And, the first of many for Kyle and John. And it was just really awesome to get his first win as a head coach and be able to celebrate that with him.
I know it feels good to win, but this team has really learned this year how hard it is to win a game in the NFL. Did that play into some of the emotion on the sidelines? I think there was euphoria.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that's, you know, a huge part. It's been a long time coming. I mean, we've been so close for so many games, and it's, you know, it's a play here, a play there that can change the whole course of a game. And, you know, we are finally – and the guys, the team that we have, we get back, we go to work, and there's no drop-off, you know, on Wednesday's practice just because your record – no one looks at the record on the team and like, oh, whatever. You know, we go to work, and the guys are, you know, supportive of each other and ready to go. And we're fighters, and that's what they do. So I think that's why it was so awesome to come out and get a win today.
A couple more.
You said the last couple of weeks, you know, you're tuning out all the noise with the addition of Jimmy and, mm-hmm. and when he may or may not be inserted in the starting lineup. And Kyle said, you know, a lot of people say they don't do that, but you actually do it. Well, where does that come from, do you think?
I think it just comes from a great support system. I got a great family back home that helps me, you know, tune all that stuff out. And, yeah, I came from a good college program where our head coach there harped on that all the time. I mean, it's funny when you're doing good, you know, everyone is saying good stuff about you. And then when you're doing bad, they're so quick to bash you and say this. So it's like, why even listen to it? Even when you're doing good, even when you're doing bad, it's like just turn it out, tune it out and don't listen to it. And that's kind of what I do. And all I can focus on is what I can do and trying to help this team be better.
You feel you earned the opportunity to start another game, the next game?
I mean, I just feel like, you know, I'm just excited right now where we are. We just won the game, and you know, I'm not really even looking that far ahead. I got a long bye week right now that I'm excited to rest and kind of recover a little bit. And, you know, when that time comes, you know, it's up to coach, and, you know, I'll support his decision. But, you know, if I'm the guy, then I'm going to go and work my butt off and do the best that I can.